let's say, if somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, and you might come into town, and up in the south you would say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old...
That's that.
Or, I'm just an old...
No, no, this too. Outside.
Okay. Let's see, if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm. And you know that you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You might ask somebody how...
Far.
And if you want to know how many times something happens, you might say how...
Many?
No, another way, starts with an O.
Often.
Okay, and you might agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. So you would say...
You're not going to do that? No.
Yeah, see, you agree with him. You're going to tell him that you're not going to do it.
I get it.
Would you say, okay... Blank am I, or me, blank?
Oh, blank am I. Oh, he and I.
Okay, what's the word?
Like a person's name?
No, you might, the person might say, I'm not going to do that. Okay, just in conversation, you would say, I'm not going to... Would you say, neither am I, or me neither?
Oh, yeah, what would I say? I would say me neither. I would say with a proper pronunciation, say neither would I or something like that.
See?
But I would say, you know, me neither.
Okay. What is this part?
Yeah.
My face.
Yeah, a fort.
Okay. And you have your
hair.
Mm-hmm. And men grow
beards.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
ear.
Okay, this ear is my...
Oh, your left ear, and that's your right ear.
Okay, and this is my...
Teeth, the lip. Lip.
Or if you're mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your...
Mouth.
Okay, and you got a chicken bone stuck in his...
Throat.
You wear a tie around your...
Neck.
Okay, now what do you call a little part on your throat right here? Shows up more in men than women.
Yeah, larynx. Your voice box.
Yeah, what do you call that little thing, a little bump there? Do you have a name for it?
A goose pipe.
Goose pipe?
Yeah, the real name is Atlantic season. But the you know, if you a slang name, it's called a goose pipe.
Mm-hmm. Or have you used goozle
pipe or gooser pipe.
Okay. Okay, you have the dentist look at your...
Teeth.
And just one of those?
Tooth.
Okay. The flesh around the teeth?
Your gum.
Mm-hmm. And you could hold that baby bird in the
palm.
And he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
And he shook his
fist.
Okay. Any place where you can bend your bones is called
your joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Mm-hmm. He's got broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
feet.
Horses are measured by... Well, this is my
hand.
Okay, and I have two
hands.
Okay. Thing that you run on is your
legs.
Okay. One of those is a
leg.
Okay. At the end of your leg is your
ankle, feet, foot.
Okay. So you have two
feet.
Mm-hmm. What is this part of the leg that is easy to bruise?
The shin.
Mm-hmm. And if you're squatting down, you'd say you're squatting down on your
knees. Knee.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say haunches?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Haunches. If you're just squatting or sitting. If you're sitting, you won't get any haunches. I would call you haunches, just the back part of your thigh.
Okay.
You?
Let's see. If somebody